I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We begin today in Bhutan, where evangelism is forbidden, and some believers are feeling the heat. Words of Hope is broadcasting the gospel in Dzongka, the primary language of Bhutan. Lee DeYoung shares concern for their team.
Those who are engaged in ministry in Bhutan feel the need to be very cautious, and there have been a number of cases where there has been much more attention focused and much more difficulty experienced by those who seek to worship Jesus Christ in that country.
Bhutan ranks 11th on the Open Doors World Watch list. Less than 1% of the population is Christian, and anti-Christian sentiments running strong. Meanwhile, evangelical Christians are facing even more problems in Eritrea. Open Doors USA reports Eritrean security forces raided the home of the founding elder of the Full Gospel Church in Asmara. Three people were arrested during the raid, seven more 2 days later. More than 2,800 Christians remain behind bars for worshiping outside of the state-sanctioned Orthodox, Lutheran, and Catholic churches. At least 10 believers have died while in incarceration. And as floodwaters recede, waterlogged southern India faces the threat of a secondary crisis in the form of waterborne disease. Providing access to safe drinking water is among the higher priorities for aid groups. Living Water International's Paul Derelict says they're helping through the Advent conspiracy in this program.
First, we give relationally. We give our time to each other. We make stuff for each other. And then we take what we would have otherwise spent on sweaters and fruitcakes and gift cards and distribute that.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.